so that the user is receptive to any side out of band information from whoever, be it IIS, be it their ISP, saying something about some DNS, something. What's DNS?
But most users don't understand DNS.
Exactly, my point.
Of the group that understands DNS, few or minority understands DNSSEC.
Precisely, my point.
It probably today it's completely meaningless to tell the public that okay, this has been validated in DNSSEC.
Right,
and so what?
Exactly. Yes. And also, so the key has been rolled over because of an emergency, or it was compromised, or whatever. This is also something that is maybe quite difficult to relate to for the end user.
That's why in my answer said that the wording in such information must be carefully thought of, and it should be very mild if such information is published. But I guess that when it happens, or if it happens, it will be published in Computer Sweden, almost daily newspaper or computer-related newspaper in Sweden, and it will also be published in newspapers and maybe mentioned on TV. At least the first time.
Maybe on hijacked idg.se, domain name. Yeah, okay, thanks.
Okay. Any more questions or comments? We have time for one last or two more questions.
Alex Merva from NIKET. My question is regarding the process that actually made you enable DNSSEC on your recursive resolve. Have you been approached by the registry people, or was that the idea that came up within the engineering team within Telia Sonera, or was that a result of engineering brainstorming or something like that? Was it a high level management decision, which I doubt actually, but.
No, it was not a high level. It was more like a lower level initiative, and it very much come from the request from the .se that they wanted us to do DNSSEC resolving. But even though this was the initiative was not high level, we have. Process this in the company and have it approved by the management.
It was engineers coming together for a beer and then bubbling that up to the management or something like that.
No, I don't think I understand.
Okay.
Engineers and low-level managers were discussing and formulating a proposal, and that was accepted by the management of the steering group in the company that we do this, and it was a balance. Was a business decision.
Okay, thank you.
Magnus Ström, Thomson Reuters. What do you see as driving widespread deployment of DNSSEC? What would make it accelerate into use?
Well.
Assigning the route.
Pardon?
Signing the route would help a lot.
Yeah, and that's Kaminsky, the Kaminsky report, or the Kaminsky bug, which is not his bug, but that has helped, will help the spread of DNSSEC. There are customer requests. We get a customer request on DNSSEC hosting, which we don't have today. Tools that help DNSSEC hosting, that's important. And the key management of trust anchors I think that's important too, that it's clarified so that more resolvers are enabled, DNSSEC enabled. But the drive for DNSSEC is, of course, security. I mean, we have seen increased security in many layers, like using HTTPS instead of HTTP. And so this is just another upgrade of the internet protocols.
Thank you.
Okay. Maybe we should let Rich Lamb come forward and give his presentation.
This is a subject that changes by the day. at least for me, my job, it's changing every day. Okay. Great, thank you. All right, my name's Rick Lamb. I work at IANA. My job is I'm the DNSSEC program manager there, so I have to deal with it all from the engineering to the politics to everything there. And this talk, I realize I'm standing between you and dinner, so I'm going to make this as fast as I can. This talk is about what has happened in getting the route signed. It's been a long process mixed with some engineering questions as well as political questions, but let me skip all the way to the end here. I'm not going to make you look at all these things, okay? But the main point that I'm going to say at the end, just in case some of you guys bug out early, is that it's your route zone, and it's important for you to speak up and help us design it, help us test it. If it's done right, it'll be useful for other things as well. And this is all in the context of a recent, they call it a notice of inquiry, but the U.S. Department of Commerce, from which we need permission to sign the route, has started a notice of inquiry process that started, the 9th of October and will end the 24th of November. And they are, in fact, looking for all comments, not just from Americans, okay, but they were looking for all comments, from technical comments from DNSSEC experts, and all the DNSSEC experts I know are here. So I've learned everything from you guys, and that's probably the other main point of this presentation, is going to be the fact that everything I've learned, I learned from the .se implementation, and I have .se to thank more than anyone else. It's really, they've been the trailblazer in all this. I know it's been said over and over again, but I'll say it again. They're just the leader in all this, and so many of us have followed their lead. Okay, so now let's go back to the beginning. I'll try to stick with things that are interesting. Okay, well, so the events that led up to where we are today, which I think is a good place now, because we have a certain amount of momentum now to get the route signed. There were, since 2006, plenty of requests from the community, from RIPE.se, others to sign the route. Then, of course, you guys signed the route, or signed the zone, signed.se. And then there are a bunch of other TLDs that followed on and did that as well, as you've heard in this talk here. So we worked really closely with Jacob and others who were very kind in donating their time and bringing a newbie like me up to speed. And we developed something very similar using the same sort of key rollover strategies and everything else. So that's just everything you do, we do. All right, so then since then did many presentations at various meetings. The whole idea here is there's no obscurity here. Transparency, at least from our position at ICANN, is the most important thing. You know, we don't want people whispering around, wondering what are they doing? What are they, whole goal here from my start there, and that was what I was hired there to do, is just DNSSEC, is to make sure everyone knows exactly what we're doing, exactly what we're thinking, exactly what we're trying to accomplish. So a lot of presentations. It became part of ICANN's strategic plan. In other words, it's funded, fully funded, and it's part of their plan. It's part of their goals. Let's see, we published a paper in July 24th, just what we're thinking, not a position paper, just here's what we think about DNSSEC. There's an interim trust anchor repository that you've heard so much about. It's almost there. I keep saying it's almost there, but it's just down to some engineering at this point. We will have that. Then Dan Kaminsky, of course, Dan just did us all a great favor, kept us all employed for probably many years. Okay, U.S. government mandates DNSSEC for its own use. So, one of my, won't call them a nemesis, but one of the partners in this process of signing the route for me is the U.S. government. And so it's good to see when they embrace something like DNSSEC, and they embraced it when they said, okay, everyone under .gov, DNSSEC, you're going to have it by the end of next year. Let's see. Okay, so at this point, Kaminsky, U.S. government, we got a lot of things going in our direction here. So we submit a proposal to a Department of Commerce saying, here's what ICANN thinks is a good way to sign the route. That happened. This is all pretty recent if you look at some of these dates. This is, September 2nd. They respond on the 9th. VeriSign then proposes something. Competition is good. This is great. So VeriSign says, here's how we would sign the route. There's an industry meeting on DNSSEC in Washington, D.C., and one of the things I know it's been discussed in this meeting as well, is to get industry not necessarily interested in DNSSEC, but to understand what it solves and understand just what it is. Because I think, thanks to Dan and other events, people are starting to worry about the security of the DNS. And so that was good to see such a meeting. That's the first meeting I've ever seen of industry leaders talking about DNSSEC. So that happened October 1st. Market also crashed, but all right. Then at that point, NTIA, on the NTIA is Department of Commerce. It's a particular division of the Department of Commerce that has been tagged with managing this stuff. So they, on the 9th of October, actually say, okay, guys, we got to the 24th of November, and we want to hear your comments on how to do this. There's been some press